Number 16. Mr. Brown was at the theatre. He'd got his ticket at the last moment, so he'd not been able to choose his seat. He now found that he was in the middle of a group of American ladies, some of them middle-aged and some quite old. They obviously all knew each other well, as before the curtain went up on the play they'd come to see, they all talked and joked a lot together. The lady sitting on Mr. Brown's left, who was about 60 years old, seemed to be the happiest and the most amusing of the American group, and after the first act of the play, she apologized to him for the noisiness of her friends. He answered that he was very glad to see American ladies so obviously enjoying their visit to England, and so they got into conversation. Mr. Brown's neighbor explained what they were doing there. "You know, I've known these ladies all my life," she said. "We all grew up together back in our hometown in the United States. They've all lost their husbands and call themselves the Merry Widows. It's a sort of club, you know. They go abroad every summer for a month or two and have a lot of fun. They always go everywhere together. I've wanted to join their club for a long time, but I didn't qualify for membership until the spring of this year."
One. Where was Mr. Brown? Two. Why had he not been able to choose his seat? Three. Where did he find himself? Four. What did they do before the curtain went up? Five. Who seemed to be the happiest and the most amusing of the American group? Six. What did the lady apologize to Mr. Brown for after the first act of the play? Seven. What did he answer? Eight. What were the American ladies called? Nine. What did they do every summer? Ten. When had Mr. Brown's neighbor joined their club?